بسم الله بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank him, we praise him, we glorify him. We beseech him to send his choicest salutations upon his most beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and upon all those who choose to tread in his path until the last day. Alhamdulillah, we find ourselves in a most unique circumstance and situation that the moment that is in front of us is one that renders both a fullness to one's heart as well as a breaking of one's heart. That we've been blessed for a month's time now to be in the presence of the unique gift that is Ramadan. May Allah accept it from all of us and make it a continued source of benefit for each one of us and our loved ones throughout our days in this dunya. That we have been able to take from the uniqueness of what it offers to us in terms of gain inwardly and outwardly, lessons that it gives to us, instruction, sometimes with ease and sometimes with difficulty, of who it is that we are, so that we can embrace our own self-recognition and actualization in pursuit of building a deep relationship with our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. And it endeavors to train us and school us in such a way that we can meet the coming days outside of its blessed days. And so, with excitement, we go forward to take on whatever challenges might come our way, but also a sense of despair that we are leaving behind this place of beauty and real increase, not knowing whether we will be from amongst those who will be able to witness it again. And may Allah make the best of our deeds the last of our deeds in this world. As you sit and try to understand and think what it is that you will subjectively take forward from this month of Ramadan, the consciousness and awareness has to be one that is only that, subjective. That nobody else can choose your path for you, your journey, your movement, your ability to increase and go forward is going to be about you looking within yourself and saying that I will affirm with deep conviction what it is that I want to take and what it is that I will leave behind. How I will meet the days ahead, how I will meet the weeks ahead, and what it is that I set for myself as a standard of who it is that I want to become. So that when the options and choices are displayed to us, we're making decisions with the best of ourselves being fully present. In this month of Ramadan, against the backdrop of pandemic, we see that there is no shortage of real example and illustration of what we can aspire towards being. We find ourselves in a sphere of existence that renders for us revelations of all kinds, because this is what difficulty does. That trial, test, tribulation, difficulty in and of itself does not catalyze change, but it creates opportunity for a deeper sense of knowing, awareness. It reveals things to us. We just have to be those who don't look simply from here, but look from here as to what it is that it's showing to us. That we find revelations of real beauty as well as revelations of real ugliness. May Allah protect us from it. A deep insight into the paradoxical nature of humanity, outlined from the verses that many of us likely know. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, that we have made man in the most beautiful of forms. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ, and then we let them fall to the lowest of the low. But indicating within each one of us is the capacity to be real agents of goodness, as well as real agents of evil. And may Allah make us from amongst those who always choose goodness, who always choose beauty, who always choose to do that which is pleasing to Him. And amidst this pandemic, we see such tangible examples that fit into these categories. That the first revelation that we want to think of, that the difficulty reveals to us, is a revelation of what it means to be a person of sound inward faith, of real concrete goodness. That each and every day, regardless of what part of the world that you are in, there are people who have gotten up over and over and over again to meet at the front lines this pandemic with the best of everything that they have to offer, going through an entire day absorbing sickness, grief, tragedy, death, somehow going through all of that and then finding it within themselves to wake up and do it again the next day and the next day and the next day. What is it that they are made of? And may Allah give each of us a little bit of that. But they demonstrate real beauty, the epitomization of self-sacrifice, selflessness, literally putting their entire beings at risk to be a source of healing and support for people in their time of need. In the community that I am blessed to serve, at the Islamic Center at New York University, we know of at least 4 doctors in our community who have passed after contracting COVID-19, and they received the virus because they were treating their patients. They were living with an understanding of the verse that one life saved is like all mankind. And we can juxtapose their example to a second revelation of real greed and real ugliness. Individuals who seek to think of no one's interest other than their own self-interest. They hoard and they increase prices. They create policy that brings benefit to the majority and the privileged at the expense of those that are underserved and underprivileged. Letting selfishness be what it is that motivates them, and not anything other than that. And then a third, not in order of priority, but yet another revelation, that we find that race and class still define and dictate who has and who has not in moments like this. And this is not a revelation of anything new. It's not just the last week, the last month, the last year, but from the very beginning, we see individuals who will judge and assess the value and worth of someone's existence based off of the color of their skin and how much money they have or do not have. And the systems and structures that are built out embodying that element of supremacy and racism that the Sunnah we claim to follow is a direct antidote of, that everything in the society that calls to the idolization of the self, a modern day shirk that is supremacy, elevating the nafs and the ego to such a place that you put your own wants before the collective needs. The way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a way of beauty, a way of gentleness, a way of compassion, a way of mercy, a way that understands that our God is not one that looks at these bodies and forms, but He looks at the hearts and the actions that stem from those hearts. And then the fourth and arguably most important revelation for any one of us in the framework of a Ramadan given to us as a gift, as a blessing, in the backdrop of global pandemic, may Allah make things easy for everyone. This fourth revelation is a revelation of ourselves, that we have learned a lot about who it is that we are and who it is that we are not, simply based off of the manner in which we have chosen to respond to this crisis. And the mode of reflection cannot be one that is self-deprecating, but it has to be one that we very deeply take consideration of with an open, honest air of productive self-recognition. That spirituality and spiritual increase cannot be something that is achieved if you believe that everything that you do is right. For how can you have spiritual increase if there is not something to improve upon? If there is not a mode of growth that is there for you to still experience? But where and how, in the midst of this Ramadan, its final hours upon us, may Allah make us from amongst those who take benefit from each and every moment that we are blessed to be able to experience in it. You want to start to think about where and how you will choose to be on that spectrum of goodness. To not be in a sphere where you throw your back against the wall and you seek to defend yourself in any way. But you move forward and you strive to carry forward lessons, and you rethink the conversations that you've heard over and over and over again. And you choose to be a person of goodness, of beauty. You choose to be a person who seeks to bring benefit and reduces detriment. You choose to live your Islam, to live your Iman, to live your Ihsan as best as you can, and to not let anything be left behind, especially in moments like this. At a time when there is so many people who don't even have food to break fast on. So many people who are making the difficult decision still of going out and performing job functions because they do not get paid unless they work. And their choice is not about working or not. It's about putting food on the table for their loved ones or not. Food in their own stomachs. Where the incarcerated still sit in prisons filled to the brims. Refugees are in camps that social distancing is not even a possible thing. The undocumented are not considered to be human enough to even get a stimulus check. That there are people in New York City who, as they are going to get intubated, tell their doctors to stop, to not do it, because they are more worried about the sheer expense they will accrue from having inadequate healthcare than the pain that they are experiencing and the ravage onslaught against their body from corona because of not having good health coverage. There is no shortage of openings, my sisters and brothers. But with a heart that has observed Ramadan, you have to look, not just with a body, not just with physical eyes, that the society around us has socialized to see in terms of egocentricity. You want to place within yourself a mode of engagement that says, what am I really carrying with me? And how much of it is going to really bring benefit at the end of the day versus the majority of what it is that will yield for me gain is not what I keep for myself, but what I share with those that are around me. The Sheikh, he is once walking through a forest and he comes upon a young boy that he has never seen before, not from the area in which they are walking. This young boy seems to be on a journey, but is carrying with him no belongings, no provision, and he seems to be speaking to himself, uttering words on his tongue. And so when the Sheikh gets close enough to him, he says to him that, where are you going, young man? And the boy, he says to the Sheikh that, Ya Sheikh, I'm going to be with Allah. I'm going to perform pilgrimage to Allah's house. The Sheikh says, what are you reciting? What are these words on your tongue? And he says that, Ya Sheikh, I am reciting Quran. What else would I be saying? And he says that you are so young. Why are you undertaking this journey now? Usually it is people who are much older that will do it. And he says, Ya Sheikh, I have seen people who are younger than me that had the means and capacity to take this journey on. And they simply chose not to do so, to wait till a later time. And many I have seen of them, younger than me, pass away before fulfilling this rite. So now when I have the means and the capacity, and it is something that I'm supposed to do, why would I wait to do it when I can get it done right now? And he says, this is a long journey ahead of you. You are carrying nothing with you. Where are your provisions? Where is your sustenance? And the young man, he says that, Ya Sheikh, if you were to go and be a guest in anyone's home, would you bring with you your own provision? So why, when I am going to be a guest of Allah's, would I bring my own provision with me? You want to think for yourself about what you are carrying with you as you leave from this Ramadan. What you will take with you to brace what it is that the days ahead have set forth for no other gain other than your gain and your benefit, should you choose to see it that way. And so much of what it is that we compel ourselves towards, the acquisition of things that will never render for us real benefit or real increase, but more so just possessions, belongings that will stay accrued, but will remain in the dunya as we move forward into what is ahead. You and I have come from a place, my sisters and my brothers, and our intention is to get back to that place that we came from. May Allah make us people of Jannah, people of paradise. That our goal is to not simply be in a sphere of existence through which we compete and combat and adopt mindsets of accrual of the world as a way that will somehow give us some type of satisfaction. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words are true. لَيْسَ الْغِنَى كَثْرَةُ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. That true richness is not having an abundance of things from the earth, but true richness is having a richness of your soul. And where the Prophet's way was a way of kindness and compassion, a way of meeting people at their given reality, and to help to uplift them. Even at the onset of Shawwal, when Ramadan was coming to a close, the Prophet purposefully, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did what he intended to do to make room for those who might need his help and support. That the hadith is very clear in saying that the route that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take towards the Eid prayer was different from the route that he would take on his return back from the prayer. And there's numerous reasons that our teachers give to us as to why the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam would move forward and engage in this way. But of them, one was that going on a different route and then returning on a different route would allow for him to be able to extend greetings of peace to that many more unique people. And another reason to go one way on the way and then come back a different way was to be able to meet more people whose needs he might be able to help alleviate, to see who was in a place of need and how he might be a support for them. But he was thinking with consciousness of the heart, embracing what it was that Ramadan affords for us an opportunity to reconnect with in terms of our fundamental humanness. That we are not the fastest of God's creation. We are not the physically largest or strongest. We cannot swim on our own accord to the depths of the ocean or flap our arms to flight to the highest levels of the skies. But Allah has given you and I the capacity to think, to have intellect. He has elevated us. وَلَقَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. He says that all of the children of Adam are dignified or given dignity. In the embracing of that ability of our intellectual capacity, our willingness, our irada, our sheer will and determination to choose righteousness, goodness, beauty, requires us to embrace accountability in all of its forms and to be fully present in the pursuance of goodness in this world that will then yield goodness in the world beyond this one. You have the ability to think, everyone does, but there are very few who embrace the liberty and the gift that is to choose what it is that you think about, as well as choosing how you think about the things that you think about. As you leave from Ramadan, choose to think from your heart, not from your nafs. Choose to think from your heart and not from your desires, your hawa. Choose to think from what Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, have told you is goodness and what is beneficial to you, and not from what the dunya, the material world, seeks to distract you by. Choose to engage in what your own elevation of consciousness and taqwa has created within you, and not what the waswasa, the whispers of shaitan, bring forward as facades and false realities. May Allah protect us from everything that seeks to bring us down. And as you go forward, seek with strategy to be a source of real benefit for your fellow members of humanity. To not gauge that you have done enough, but to think about how and where you can always do more. And when the option comes and the crossroads is ahead of you, you choose and you decide in a way that doesn't stay in hopes of avoiding difficulty, but you recognize that there is a beauty in the struggle and the achievement of growth that comes from that struggle, that can only happen by undertaking the action that you didn't even know you had the ability to perform. That we call upon Allah, invoking Him as Rahman and Rahim over and over and over in the course of our day. And we say to Him, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, that guide us to the straight path. And many verses later in His book, the verse comes to us in Surah Al-Balad, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, that we guided you to the two Najd, that we are saying, take us on a straight path. And this verse is saying that we have been brought to a crossroads. That the Najd in the Arabic language is a pathway that's tough to traverse. And the verse is saying that both options are nudged. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, that you have been guided to the two nudged. It's not that one is easier than the other, but they're both there. And in that moment, you'll want to yield, gain from this Ramadan to inform your decision-making, your choices, how it is that you will go forward. To not sit back and let complacency be what you aspire towards, instantaneous gratification. Your validation should not stem from a world around you that teaches you to look at yourself, but not for yourself. But you embody and believe the teachings of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you bring the best of your presence, every lesson learned consciously and unconsciously in this month of Ramadan, so that when the najd comes to you and you have to make a decision on which direction you're going to go in, you will always choose goodness. You will always choose beauty. You will always choose what is pleasing to Allah and never choose what simply satisfies an unsatiated nafs. And it'll be hard at times, because not everybody chooses that way. There are people who quite often choose for themselves at the expense of others. There are people who quite often are fully content in letting other people suffer so that they might have their own temporary gain. Ours is not a deen that embraces individualism or sees independence as the mode of self-actualization one aspires towards. But ours is a deen that places deep value on seeing how we are interconnected and sees interdependence, the way that we all fit together, as the highest level of self-realization. That you are not at the center and everything revolves around you, but we exist in spheres of influence that overlap, and God is at the center, Allah is at the center. And we then revolve in our own spheres and circles around that God. And the world is going to tell you at the end of this Ramadan, at the end of this pandemic, to come back to what it was that it was making you worship. To not have a Qibla that faces you towards a Kaaba in a sign of unity with billions of people around the world. But to do your tawaf around what it is that they are selling to you, and to be subservient to it, so your direction does not point towards Mecca, but your direction points towards whatever the consumer-driven society is telling you to point towards. But you stand strong, and you say that I am bigger than this body. I am bigger than this being, this jasad, this form. I am a heart. I am a soul. I have a spirit. I desire to embrace my pathway to God that brings me to nothing less than the highest level of His Jannah. When I choose and I decide and I seek to move forward, that is the parameter through which I will be basing my decisions on. You think about it for yourself, my sisters, my brothers. What is going to be worth everything of your heart? Is there really a moment through which you can yell or curse or scream at someone, break a promise, tell a lie, not fulfill an oath, engage in the arrogant act of racism, and deny someone entry into your gatherings or circles simply because the color of their skin or the social class they come from is different from yours? If you are going to give your heart up for anything, let it be only for Allah's Jannah, because that is the only thing that is worth the exchange of your heart. And when you meet challenge in the days after Ramadan, let your strength not be from telling yourself falsely that there is no room to make mistakes, but with a sense of self-forgiveness and self-love, you move forward recognizing that yes, you will make a mistake, but part of it is learning through that and increasing yourself in strength by recognizing how to get back on your feet after you have fallen. So in these final hours of Ramadan, make sure you are taking advantage of all of them. Cement for yourself a vision of who it is that you want to be when you stand in front of Allah. What actions will you undertake in your remaining time in this world so that you can say, when asked by your Creator about the fulfillment of His intended purpose for you, that you actually got done everything that you know that He wanted for you to get done? You dig deep and you think differently because you think through the prism of a heart that has observed and benefited from Ramadan for a month's time, in pursuit not of anything that starts and ends with this world, but you want your pursuits to be forever, eternal, everlasting. Where you take from this month everything it uniquely offers in the short amount of time that is left for us from it. Inshallah ta'ala, it'll be a means of benefit for you and for all those who are around you. And so I'd ask that you join me in making a short dua as we conclude our conversation today. And to recenter yourself to the space to remove from you any distractions, to not be simply present in a physical sense, but in every sense of the word, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and to recognize that our collective prayer will only reach its highest point and pinnacle with the attentiveness of each heart that is with us today being as present as possible. You are the most important person in the dua that we make, and your voice is just as crucial as anyone else's. And so turn off everything else that might be a distraction for you as we turn to Allah in pursuit of our du'as being answered. Inshallah ta'ala, He will give to us even better than what it is that we asked of Him. Allahumma ameen. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وفي الآخرين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين We begin this supplication in your name, Ya Allah, and beseech you to send your choicest salutations upon your most beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We ask that you shower your infinite mercy upon this gathering, granting each and every one who is present herein and our loved ones only the best in this world and the best in the next. We ask, Ya Allah, that if all of us are meant to be together only at this time, at this place, whether we are young or old, male or female, regardless of our race, our ethnicity, our social class, our country of origin, our cultural heritage, whether we are Muslim or come from a different walk of life, Ya Rabbi, if our individual hearts are meant to be in the presence of all other hearts that are gathered here only at this time, at this place, then gather us all together again in the best of places in the world beyond this one. Ya Allah, Ya Alim, knower of all things, you who has known each of us before we even knew ourselves, help us through this month of Ramadan to know ourselves better. Help us through this blessed month to know our strengths and to live by them, to know our character and how to increase it, to know our pains and how to heal them, to know our value and how to share it, to know our blessings and how to be grateful for them, to know our wants and to see where they conflict with our needs, to know our shortcomings and how to confront and defeat them, to know how to really forgive all those who have wronged us and to actually forgive them, to know how to seek forgiveness from those that we have wronged and to then go out and seek it, to know what charity is by being generous with our wealth and our time, to know what integrity is by being honest and truthful, and to know what goodness is by extending our hands without qualification to all those who are in need. Help us through this blessed month to know who it is that we are and not let the people we are today be afraid any longer to meet the people we can be tomorrow. And through it, help us to know you and your mercy, to know you and your love. Make us from amongst those who live with true contentment every day of our lives and grant us an abode in the place of ultimate contentment in the world beyond this one. Allow for our beings to be filled with self-love that we can go out and share with others, rather than a love of ourselves that keeps us from being everything that we are able to be. When our hearts are heavy and we are filled with darkness, bring people to us who illuminate us through kindness, compassion, and love. Make us always the reason that people have hope in this world, and never the reason that people might dread it. Help us to know the realities of those that are around us by overcoming whatever it is that exists within us that keeps us away from one another. Through this month of Ramadan, perfect us inwardly so that we are victorious in the battle that is taking place every day for control of our hearts. Give us victory over our selfishness, and remove from within us any feelings of arrogance or racism. Increase us in brotherhood and sisterhood so that we might together take on every challenge that we individually face, and together we celebrate every success and achievement. Give us hearts that feel anger whenever one of our sisters are abused, and the confidence and compassion needed to build for her the services and shelter she's in need of. Give us hearts that feel sadness whenever any one of us loses a loved one, and the gentleness and mercy needed to be there for them fully. Give us hearts that feel joy whenever any one of us succeeds, and the love and hope needed to celebrate that achievement. Give us hearts that are not lost in the pursuit of this world, but hearts that are bold enough to be drawn to the world beyond this one. Let our rage be only at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that we will work for justice, equality, and peace. Let our tears shed only for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and conflict, so that we will reach out our hands to comfort them and change their pain into joy. And let our successes be many as we make a difference in this world by doing the things which others say cannot be done. Make us those who use our strength, our power, our sheer will and determination to break down the walls of inequity, injustice, and oppression that confine so many today. Help us to truly be those who come together on principles of truth, patience, and mercy, so that we can, as a ummah, do for others what we have the ability to do. Inspire us to build the shelters and clinics that our neighbors are in need of. Inspire us to take in the orphans and children that the world has forgotten. Inspire us to be generous and honest, people of integrity and sound character. Inspire us to live our Islam in such a way that it brings benefit to all those who are around us. Help us to see this world always through hearts that have benefited from Ramadan, to see the goodness in all those who are around us, and to never be those who elevate ourselves by denigrating others, to see the benefit in any challenge that comes our way, and to not pass on a gift that can only be acquired through patience and perseverance. Give us the strength to stand again after we have fallen, to understand that we will make mistakes. For any pain and torment that we might have faced, through it give us ease, understanding, and facility. For any suffering that we have sustained, bring to us understanding and strength of healing. Grant us always a life that is filled with a wellness of our minds, our bodies, our spirits, and our hearts. Make this month of Ramadan a month of rejuvenation for us, a month of renewal, a month of replenishment. It is not our stomachs that are hungry, nor our throats that are thirsty, but our hearts are parched and long to be revitalized. Grant us both in and through the remaining hours of this month and the weeks, years that we have left in this dunya, a much-needed peace that we long for, even if we don't realize it. Help us to always make decisions through our hearts and never into anything that is at their expense. Put into our hearts a desire for nothing less but to take from this Ramadan all that it is that we can, and remove from us anything that distracts us from it. Make us those who seek out, witness, and benefit from Laylatul Qadr. And in our standing in the nights, help us to remember all those who are forgotten, whether by us alone or the world around us. Give us the energy to stand into the late hours, and the sincerity to make dua for all those who are special to us. Through this Ramadan, increase us in our Islam. Through this Ramadan, increase us in our iman. Through this Ramadan, increase us in our ihsan. Make the Quran our guide and grant us a deep understanding of it. Make the sunnah our goal, both inward and outward aspects of it. And make our prayer our anchor, granting us the true sweetness that salah and dua only can. Make the best of our deeds the last of our deeds. And let us not leave this world other than in a state that is most pleasing to you. Ya Allah, bless us in this month of Ramadan and help us to gain from it. For all those who find themselves ill, make this ailment for them a means of purification in this world and a means of elevation in the next. Grant each one a complete healing and shifa, each one a quick and easy recovery. For all those who have lost loved ones in these days of corona, bring ease to their hearts and let every tear that they have shed raise their loved ones in rank and degree over and over again. Make them from the shuhada, Ya Rabbi, and help us to remember them always. Ya Allah, you are with us. Though we cannot see you, we know that you see us and that you are always by our side. You love us more than we could know, and you know each tear that we have cried. We trust you. Guide us and hold us until we are recovered and well. Relieve us of all pain and free us from any suffering. Help us to obtain strength for the sake of the weary, hope for those who are discouraged, and joy for each and every one who is downhearted. Protect us always from hearts that are not humble, tongues that are not wise, and eyes that have forgotten how to cry. Forgive us for our shortcomings and guide and bless us all. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُوبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. جزاكم الله خير. May Allah preserve and protect each one of you and your loved ones. May He accept from us all of our actions in this month of Ramadan. May He make this month of Ramadan a means of continued benefit for us throughout our days in this world, and a means of entrance into His Jannah without any judgment in the world beyond this one. But please keep me in your prayers. You and your loved ones will be in mine. May Allah accept from all of us. Wallahu ta'ala alim wa billahi tawfiq. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu.